Blog Talk Radio. Children being a blessing. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit touch me and give me the passage to say the right words and the right things. I humbly come before you on my knees, and I humbly pray for all those that are sick and shut in. I humbly pray for those that are listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for Denise Guest. She's in Ohio. And I pray for her. I pray for Sexy Diva. I pray for Pastor Parker, Pastor Ike, all of these people, one that walks in the faith, and they talk about the love of God, and the love of God is in them. I pray for these pastors to continue to do what they do for their people of God. And I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. 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 Okay. Children being a blessing. Yes, it's been said repeatedly that children are the most precious gift. There are people who believe this, and there are some likely without children who don't really see the great magnitude of this belief. God blesses us with children in numerous ways, and God can use one's children to be the greatest blessing a parent could ever have. First, you must know that we are God's children. In Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Sorry for that. I have a phone call. I'm sorry for that interruption. Another Galatians 3:26. "For in Christ Jesus, you are sons of God." The word of God says that we become his children when we receive the Holy Spirit and follow him. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? By having faith in God, believing that he sent his only son to take our punishment by dying for our sins so we can serve him with our lives and reap everlasting life. Just as we are naturally born of a woman, we are spiritually born by faith. Just by believing as God's children, we are washed with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and our sins are forgiven. Therefore, we appear holy in God's sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 15:10 says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the present angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Every time a sinner comes to repentance, the angels of heaven, they rejoice. Just like a mother looks down upon her newborn child for the first time with overwhelming affection and joy, God looks at us the same exact way when we are born into the Spirit as born again believers. He is overjoyed with the spiritual birth, especially because it's a decision you made on your own. So I'm going to say this. So as a child of the Most High, it is our responsibility and privilege to bring joy to God by worshiping Him with our entire lives and not just part of it, and use our talent, spiritual gifts to expand His kingdom and bring lost souls to Him. We can only do this with the power of the Holy Spirit. God will reward us when we please Him and put a smile on His face. But He will surely punish us when we disobey Him and go against His will. Be assured that God punishes those who He loves and calls His children. So be thankful for His divine punishment, because God is only shaping you into His character. Amen. Amen. How God blesses us with our children. In Proverbs 22:6, it said, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. In Deuteronomy 6:7, it also said, repeat God's command again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Children are a blessing from God because He gives us the privilege of raising a human being into people that not only we want to see as believers, but mainly what God wants to see. Although parenting is not at all an easy job, we can count on God to be our guidance and to use us to bless our children with unconditional love and resources. Parents are responsible for raising their own children who will share the world with other people. So whether they be a blessing or a burden to other parents are still responsible. That is, until the child is old enough to take responsibility for their own actions. Remember that when the time comes, when you let your children out into the world on their own, you will see if your ring really paid off. You will see how well you're doing with your child based on their interaction with the world and with other people. That is my word of encouragement today. And I hope that this word blesses you and keeps you. On a footnote, I'm going to say this. Successful children bring joy to parents. I've always heard a mother is as happy as her saddest child. That speaks volumes. It basically means that a parent is as happy as their own children. A mother's heart is full when her children are living a prosperous, healthy, and happy life. The opposite is also true when one has a troubled child who can't seem to get his or her life together. This makes it difficult for the parent to have peace with their own lives because their children are their life. Amen. Again, I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you, and I hope this word have you thinking and have you praying, and love your child. Rear them the right way and the correct way that you know how. I love you, and God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. Keep pumping the word out to others that are in need of it, and God will be with you as always. God bless you. Until Monday, God bless you.